Harry watched the cloudy sky, curves of smoke grey and silver sliding over the face of the white moon. He felt lightheaded with amazement at his discoveries. He turned back into the tent. It was a shock to see Ron and Hermione standing exactly where he had left them, Hermione still holding Lily's letter, Ron at her side looking slightly anxious. Didn't they realize how far they had travelled in the last few minutes? "This is it," Harry said, trying to bring them inside the glow of his own astonished certainty. "This explains everything. The Deathly Hallows are real, and I've got one, maybe two." He held up the snitch. "And you know who's chasing the third, but he doesn't realize. He just thinks it's a powerful wand." "Harry," said Hermione, moving across to him and handing him back Lily's letter. "I'm sorry, but I think you've got this wrong. All wrong. But don't you see, it all fits." "No, it doesn't," she said. "It doesn't. Harry, you're just getting carried away. Please," she said as he started to speak, "please, just answer me this. If the Deathly Hallows really existed and Dumbledore knew about them, knew that the person who possessed all three of them would be Master of Death, Harry, why wouldn't he have told you? Why?" He had his answer ready. "But you said it, Hermione. You've got to find out about them for yourself. It's a quest."
"But I only said that to try and persuade you to come to the Lovegoods," cried Hermione in exasperation. "I didn't really believe it."
Harry took no notice. "Dumbledore usually let me find out stuff for myself. He let me try my strength, take risks. This feels like the kind of thing he'd do."
"Harry, this isn't a game. This isn't practice. This is the real thing. And Dumbledore left you very clear instructions. Find and destroy the Horcruxes. That symbol doesn't mean anything. Forget the Deathly Hallows. We can't afford to get sidetracked."
Harry was barely listening to her. He was turning the snitch over and over in his hands, half expecting it to break open, to reveal the Resurrection Stone, to prove to Hermione that he was right, that the Deathly Hallows were real. She appealed to Ron.
"You don't believe in this, do you?"
Harry looked up. Ron hesitated.
"I don't know. I mean, bits of it sort of fit together," said Ron awkwardly. "But when you look at the whole thing..."
He took a deep breath.
"I think we're supposed to get rid of Horcruxes, Harry. That's what Dumbledore told us to do. Maybe we should forget about this Hallows business."
"Thank you, Ron," said Hermione. "I'll take first watch." And she strode past Harry and sat down in the tent entrance, bringing the action to a fierce full stop. But Harry hardly slept that night. The idea of the Deathly Hallows had taken possession of him, and he could not rest while agitating thoughts whirled through his mind. The wand, the stone, and the cloak. If he could just possess them all. "I open at the close." But what was the close? Why couldn't he have the stone now? If only he had the stone, he could ask Dumbledore these questions in person. And Harry murmured words to the snitch in the darkness, trying everything, even parcel tongue, but the golden ball would not open. And the wand, the Elder Wand, where was that hidden? Where was Voldemort searching now? Harry wished his scar would burn and show him Voldemort's thoughts, because for the first time ever, he and Voldemort were united in wanting the very same thing. Hermione would not like that idea, of course, but then she did not believe. Xenophilius had been right, in a way. Limited, narrow, close-minded. The truth was that she was scared of the idea of the Deathly Hallows, especially of the Resurrection Stone, and Harry pressed his mouth again to the snitch, kissing it, nearly swallowing it, but the cold metal did not yield. It was nearly dawn when he remembered Luna, alone in a cell in Azkaban, surrounded by Dementors, and he suddenly felt ashamed of himself. He had forgotten all about her in his feverish contemplation of the Hallows. If only they could rescue her, but Dementors in those numbers would be virtually unassailable. Now he came to think about it, he had not yet tried casting a Patronus with the Blackthorn wand. He must try that in the morning. If only there was a way of getting a better wand. and desire for the Elder Wand, the Death Stick, unbeatable, invincible, swallowed him once more.